Ah, we've got one more question here, which is from Nick Lister. And this relates to something that I think is one of the most fascinating things in the world, and I've always wanted to go and see them. He says he's a long-haul pilot for British Airways, and he's seen the Aurora Borealis quite a lot of times, the Northern Lights. And every time he's seen them, they're always green in colour, though it can vary. And he wants to know, what causes it, and why do you see it on some nights and not others?
Well, the Aurora Borealis is because the Earth has a magnetic field. So when the sun, which is pumping out this million-mile-an-hour maelstrom called the cosmic wind of charged particles and ions, when that slams into our magnetic field, because charged particles are deflected by magnetic fields, the two interact, and you get this release of energy, and it stimulates molecules in the atmosphere to get excited. And, of course, the dominant molecules in our atmosphere are oxygen and nitrogen, and oxygen's colour, when it gets excited, is mainly green. But some of the particles that come from the sun are at a much higher energy than the average ones. And so occasionally, when you get these surges of very high energy particles, what happens then is that when they hit the Earth's magnetic field and the oxygen, they increase the activity of the oxygen a little bit more, give it a bit more energy, and you get other colours other than just green, which is why you sometimes see these other shimmering colours rather than just green. In terms of why you see it sometimes, why you see it not, it will depend, I think, to a certain extent on how much solar activity there is. I think it will also depend on atmospheric conditions. And if it's a cloudy night, obviously, you're not going to see it then. But I think that's about as far as I can get with that.
And why is it only at the poles?
That's because of the field lines, because there's a concentration, because the Earth's like a giant bar magnet, all of the field lines come in around the poles and point down towards the North Pole. So that channels all of the effect down. And so it's most concentrated there. So you see it most there. Well, it has, of course, been the BA Festival of Science up in York this week. And in a second, we'll be joining Meera Senthilingam to find out some of the best bits of the festival. And we'll also be answering a cuckoo-related question, finding out how a cuckoo knows it's a cuckoo.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat.